Hi everyone, welcome to North and South. Just a little bit of a preparation for today's podcast. I didn't quite get the sound right on my new recording equipment, so although the quality is a lot better, the actual volume is a bit lower than the intended, but I'll remedy that for the next one, I promise. I also want to thank you all for your support and to just urge anyone who can to go into the podcast notes and contribute the cost of a cup of coffee once a month through coffee.com. for what you listen to. Not everyone can do that, that's fine, but I've actually invested in better equipment recently because I want to expand the project and do more community work, and I can't do it without you lot. So thanks everyone for the contributions in the past and their ongoing contributions. It really does make a difference and keeps me going, so thank you very much. Also, if you want me to address any particular topics or you want to ask me any questions which I can answer, please get in touch through Twitter or X or whatever it's called this week, and also contact me through the normal channels if you know me. Also, I keep saying also, so that's another thing as well. The more time I can put into things, the better the quality of the podcast, so your help is very much appreciated. So I'll leave all those alsos in. Thank you for all your help, love and support. The more you share this, the more you get involved, the better for everyone. Also, if you want to come on, if you want to get involved in North and South podcasts moving forward, if you've got an interest in podcasting, you want to come on the show, you know people who want to come on the show, please do get in touch. Thank you.
Hello everyone, welcome to North and South podcast. This is Tim speaking, and I've got some new sound system to try out. Hope it goes well. We'll see how I progress in my first podcast. I'm just doing this by myself this week as I get used to the new technology. But basically, I am going to speak today about cycling, which I've spoken about before. And I'm also going to talk about emotions and a little bit of stoicism. And I'm going to start with the emotions and stoicism first of all, because I've spoken to Paul Cope before, and I listened recently to Sheila at Hope Street, where I volunteer and I'm part of a wellbeing organisation. We did a talk there to do with emotions, and we identified key emotions like envy, anger, joy, things like that. And we talked about the importance of when you feel an emotion or you experience it as a chemical response, that you identify it and name it. And we call that kind of metacognition, when you take a step back and acknowledge that you are experiencing a particular emotion. And emotions can be good, emotions can be bad, emotions can be neutral, but it's how we interpret them and how they impact us in the world, which is the important thing. So do you reckon that the chemical kind of stimulation that goes with the emotion lasts for about 90 seconds? And if you can get through that and let things settle down again, then you will not behave in a way that makes the situation worse. So for those 90 seconds, if you can be aware of the emotion and call it, you can then calm down and not act out the emotion. Now, obviously, if you have a lion coming at you, you want a particular emotional or chemical response that gets you out of there really quickly. Sometimes you might want the emotion, fear, to help you to get away from the situation, to stimulate your fight or flight response. But it's in a society where people are on all the time, where we've got constant stimulation and overload and things that can stress us out, and it's about making sure that these negative things do not dominate our lives and turn into a problem. I think one of the other things we can do is, I've experienced two quite powerful emotions today. So I experienced what I might call anger and sadness about a couple of situations that occurred today. And when I was in the thick of it, I let them get on top of me a bit, but then they settled quite quickly afterwards, and I processed them, and I did some journaling mentally, because I haven't had a chance to do my written journaling yet, and I thought about the emotions and what happened and what I might have done differently and what I might do next time if a similar situation was to arise. But these emotions, don't become completely overtaken by them. It's important that we are able to use that metacognition to take a step back, call the emotion out, acknowledge the emotion. Don't forget emotion, this idea that emotions are all bad. Emotions are emotions. It's how it's then realised in the world, which is important. And if you have emotions which are not helping you, it's important that we do not let them dominate us and to turn into personality problems or to develop into particular neuroses that can cause us mental health issues and well-being issues. Now, one of the most famous Stoics often said, I forget which one it was now, whether it was Marcus Aurelius, but when something happens, it's important that we don't get upset, because that affects our judgment and what we need to do to come up with a solution to the issue. And it might just be that you have a big problem, but you come up with a little step that you can take towards kind of dealing with the problem in the longer term or the medium term, or even like an extended shorter term. If you don't get upset and have a bit of clarity of mind, and then you think of your values, what kind of a person are you, what is right, how can we proceed with this in the correct way, a way that's wise, a way that fits with my values, and a way where I don't get upset. I think that's important, that reaction to the emotion doesn't affect your judgment too much, particularly if you're in the thick of it. I was also listening to a podcast by Sam Harris, and he spoke about Andrew Tate and Donald Trump, and particularly in the case of Trump, someone who has literally got absolutely no moral values whatsoever and is a completely immoral entity, and how sometimes these people actually can gain traction in the world and become quite powerful, and how scary and terrifying that can be. And what these people appeal to is a base level of behaviour. And I've spoke a lot about Trump in the past, but it is important that you do have values and you do have some kind of moral compass which is appropriate, whereby if other people say something to you and nothing affects you whatsoever, and to a degree, someone like Donald Trump and even to an extent Boris Johnson, the former Prime Minister in the UK, no one could really say anything to them because they were utterly and are utterly shameless. They do have some good attributes. I'm not saying that there aren't some good attributes in even the most evil and base of people, but what a sad indictment when amoral beings are followed by other people, many of whom are not amoral. And I just think it's a really sad state of affairs that is considered a strength by some people. And I think it's really, really sad that we live in a world where that kind of thing is considered either funny or appropriate for many people. So another thing that the Stoics said in terms of not getting upset and applying your values is not to keep doing the same thing repeatedly. Like Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing, and madness is doing the same thing and expecting different outcomes. But it is important that we do use that kind of binary judgment to sometimes say, this approach isn't working, this is not working, so I'm going to try something different. And the Stoics refer to that as trying another handle. If that handle's not working, try another one. Have a backup plan. Have an alternative way of dealing with things. So one example I might have used is in terms of changing my diet. And what I've had to do is I had foods that I didn't want to eat in the house on show. And I listened to Laurie Sanchez's course on well-being and happiness.
It was actually Laurie Santos's.
She mentioned the importance of changing your environment to make it easier for you to achieve the kind of well-being that you want. So what I did is, if you live with other people, you can either put stuff in another cupboard that you don't use and say, all that rubbish is in there, or just get rid of it from your environment completely. And that will help you not to see them and not to have them and to know that they are not in the house. I've been reading a great book by Ryan Halliday called Stoicism, The Daily Stoic, and it's basically 366 daily meditations. I found that really, really useful. And there's a great podcast called The Stoic Coffee Break, which you might like if you're interested in Stoicism, which is basically about leading a calm life, a good life, a best life, based on wisdom and trying to do the right thing. And there, I think it's a really, really good philosophy to get into, and you should check out Ryan Halliday's book. There's other Stoic stuff you can read as well. I did try Marcus Aurelius' book, Meditations, but I didn't find it the most useful. I found the more modern interpretations of Stoicism a little bit easier going, which isn't to say that you should not check out the originals. Going back to the cycling, a couple of days ago I got my bike out for the first time in 2 months, and I've got a child, I've got work commitments, I'm trying to get more into me podcasting and different things. It's very hard to spin so many plates, and I've been cycling less, so I'm off work at the moment for 6 weeks as a teacher at the moment, and I'm thinking, I haven't been out on my bike. So I went out at 10 a.m. yesterday or the day before, and it was a pretty mixed day, bright but possible rain, and I cycled from Ormskirk to Bearscow, which was my original destination. And Bearscow is a little town about, I don't know, 3 miles away from Ormskirk, which is also a nice little town. There's lots of green belt in that area. And I went to a place called Newburgh, and I went past a cricket ground that I played on years ago, and I'm talking 15 years ago, and I haven't been back since. And just stimulated a little bit of memory there. I'm going through this lovely little town, these lovely little villages, and I turned up this big hill, and I didn't realise at the time that this big hill that I could see, like, the end of the road, that was only about 1/6 or 1/8 of the actual height that you needed to climb to get up this hill. So I was going up and up and up and up, and I was saying, this is tough. So I stopped, had a drink of water, and I wasn't hyperventilating, but I was really tired. And a lady went past in a car and just stopped and said, are you okay? And just checked on me, which I thought was quite nice. And then she drove off when I said, yeah, I was just having a bit of a breather. But I got to the top of this hill, and I could see for absolute miles. I could see landmarks on the horizon, and I realised I was quite far from where I started, Ormskirk, and I thought, I better get back there. So I was listening to podcasts while I was cycling, and the scenery, the green, the nature was just beautiful. And I was getting all the endorphins and the positive hormones, and thinking, I'd forgotten how good cycling is. You're just getting out there and you're travelling, and you're still part of nature. In a car, you're not in nature in the same way, which I spoke about on the last cycling podcast. But it was absolutely brilliant, and I really, really enjoyed it. And this hill that I got to the top of, I then went down the other side on this small road, and I don't know how fast I was going, but I was picking up quite a bit of speed. I had to be careful because there was a little bit of damp on some of these roads, and I literally crossed this line where it went from completely dry to completely wet, and then vice versa again. You know, where you get these, like, clouds that obviously empty themselves in a specific area and don't really cover too much of a wider area. It was quite an interesting phenomenon, and all the water on the floor was shining in the sunlight because it was quite a sunny day at times as well. So I flew downhill with the wind whistling through my hair. Absolutely thrilling. And I went through Skelmersdale, a new town, just kind of hit the outer edges of Skelmersdale, which is famous for having lots of roundabouts because it's a new town. Found myself going back through Newburgh, went through Lathe and found this beautiful road that I recognised the name and I said, I know where this road goes. So I went down and I thought, oh, maybe it's not the same road. And I don't know, about 2 miles later, I emerged where I thought I would, and it was nice and it was close to home again. And I was absolutely buzzing for the rest of the day. And to just get out in nature and see the green and to see the weather, the rain, and then the rain stops and then the sunlight comes out, to see the green belt of the countryside, it's just absolutely beautiful. And if anyone is a cyclist and you haven't been out for a while, or you live somewhere where you can get out in nature, even if it's a walk, just tap into that, because it's absolutely brilliant to get out there and just get into nature, which is a topic I'm going to be coming back to again in the near future on another podcast. Anyway, that's a bit of stoicism, a little bit on emotions, a little bit on these amoral people that many people find interesting, and some people think they're good. That's not the way we want to go. Also a little bit on cycling and exercise, and a little bit more detail on some of the Stoics there as well, and some of the things that you might want to check out. Also about the importance of changing your environment to make it better for you in your own home. So remember, if something happens, don't get upset. Stay nice and calm. Think about your values and what you want to do. And if you find out how to live the truly good life, please let me know. See you later, everyone.